There have been a whole heap of upgrades and changes. Well, not really changes, they've been just improvements, haven't they, Alia, since you and I caught up last week?
Yes, our IT team have not stopped. They are just going, 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 fixing bugs and making improvements. And we say, hey, can we do this? This is really cool, but we want it to do this. And so they get busy doing all of that. Let us know, if there's something that you really would like to see that's not there at the moment. Just email in and let us know, and we can forward that on, especially if enough people say that that's what they're looking for. So let me just share again that screen. So what you can see up the top there is you can go through and watch episode 3 of 360, Dark Side of Fluoride. When you're watching now, or listening to an episode or an interview, we now have a progress bar, so you can see where you're up to. If you go away and you come back later, it will pick up from where you were listening before. So hallelujah for that, because that can be annoying. And so the team have found a workaround for that, so that's great. In terms of downloads, you can now download for audio listening, and you find your downloads in your library. So you click on your library and you'll have anything that you've downloaded down the bottom here.
And I know downloads was one of the big things that you guys were asking for in the comments last week, and it was so great to have that all fixed. And particularly if you're going on long car journeys and you don't have particularly good coverage, cell service, or you're not wanting to use your data, the downloads is an absolute godsend.
Definitely. And now, so we've what we call these little doodackies here, these slider galleries that click along. We call them channels. So just so that we're getting the right lingo, so you've got the daily brief channel, and if you haven't listened to the daily brief, give it a whirl, because this is something that we're designing for you guys to share with your friends to get them off their mainstream news habit and into something that is a little bit more balanced and entering into the areas where of topics that people need to hear. So it's designed to sound kind of like a mainstream broadcast. So the same sort of things that you'll hear with the news, with a professional news reader, and then analysis, and then a rundown of what you can expect to see on the RCR website app and any campaigns that we have going. So the different channels. Now you can listen to not only on the latest channel will it autoplay from one or continuous play from one interview to the next, if you're on audio, and I think too video, Claire was saying before, but it will do that on all of these carousels now, these channels. So you can, if you click into one of these in the editor's picks, then it will play the next one on the editor's pick, so long as it isn't one that you've heard before, because it knows that and it will skip over it to the next one. So that's pretty cool. Another thing that is there is the auto update. So when new changes are being implemented, you don't need to reinstall the app or anything. It will just automatically update. And then I've got the last one here, which is the help center. So users can watch a support tutorial and send feedback or report an issue from there, and there's more support tutorials to come. So that is something that we're working on. And remember that you can go to your little profile icon here to find your settings and things in your own personal account.
And the other thing I discovered too, I had some people say, oh, it would be really nice to actually watch the 360 episodes up on the big TV.
Yes.
I know, yeah, we've got an Apple TV and I've got an iPhone. So there is the share button where you can actually Apple Play. Does it do it for Chromecast as well, Alia?
I would assume so, but I haven't actually tried, and we got rid of our TV, so all
Yeah, so if anyone has tried that, done it with Chromecast, I definitely know if you've got Apple. Oh, yes, it does have it for Chromecast. Carol, you're a saint. Thank you for letting us know that. Yeah, and it's so simple to do, and you can pop it up on the telly and be all retro. So it's good.
the only
Oh,
thing that
can
we
you
have
show
nothing
us
to
how to
do.
download, please? It's Fiona. Yes,
Oh,
it's
sure.
the little box with the downy little arrow.
Really?
Technically said they say channels. I just call it the slippy slidey thing and the little downy arrow.
Yeah. So, oh, that didn't work. That's a bit of a dud, isn't it? I haven't. Let's see. I know it will work on these ones because definitely. I just don't want it to autoplay.
There it is.
Little
There you go.
cloud with the
Little
down
cloud with the
arrow.
downy arrow.
The down arrow there. You click on that, and that will take it away, download it, and put it in my library so you can go and find it later if you're offline and you want to listen without using up all your bandwidth or your
Yeah.
data.
There you go. Do keep that feedback coming. It's been great, and it's been so good that we've had that feedback, and thank you for everyone too, in behind the scenes that have been making this happen. Because this app, I have to admit, I was saying to Alia and the girls before we got started, I'm actually engaging with our content so much more now. I'm finding the app vastly more user friendly. Out on the dog walk this weekend, I have to say, if you guys have not listened to the interview with Rob McCulloch that Paul did last week, oh my gosh,
Let me
I
find it for you so I can share.
blew my absolute mind. The channels, Jackie, are the slidey things. So when you're on the app or on the website, and anything that slides, that's a channel.
Yep.
The
Now,
slidey thing.
where is he?
It
Ah,
was,
here.
yeah.
This
Oh
one.
my
Zealand
gosh.
investor visa scam exposed. So click on that one. And boy, oh boy, be
Your bag.
prepared because it is just wall to wall.
Truth bombs.
Truth bombs,
Yeah.
and he does not hold back.
And actually, the title is a little bit misleading because he starts off talking about the visa thing. Where he goes to is just he eviscerates Christopher Luxon, but also to the whole incestuousness of the swamp of Wellington and who they select for committees and the laziness that is there. And oh, I was just honestly, it was like, whoa, it was
Yeah.
so much. It was an amazing interview.
I
Absolutely
couldn't believe
top
it when I
notch,
read it.
Paul.
I've
Top
actually
notch.
listened
Yeah.
to it twice. You can share it by this little button here too. So you just click on that copy button and then you can post that link. Now, I know that there is an issue with all the new content that should be fine, but the older stuff before we switched over to the app, the team is working on sometimes if you post a link to some of those older interviews, it's giving an error. So they're aware of that and they're working to fix it.